Welcome to the Friday, March the 8th episode of Briefings with Bucks. This is our 29th episode of the 2023-2024 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, to celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Nancy Elliott, a paraprofessional at Wayne Township Preschool. Congratulations, Nancy. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. Congratulations to our talented musicians from Ben Davis High School, Ben Davis 9th Grade Center, and Lynnhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center for their great performances and bringing home some gold at last week's Indiana State Music Association Jazz Contest. This past Monday, we opened up the out-of-district applications for the 24-25 school year. That's right, we're already accepting out-of-district applications for next school year, the 24-25 school year. More information can be found on our website. We also had the opportunity on Tuesday to host our community leaders in Harvest for an amazing presentation on the total solar eclipse. And our Wayne Township Education Foundation distributed solar eclipse glasses to members of our community. On Monday evening, talking about the solar eclipse, we did have our regularly scheduled meeting for our school board, and they approved the use of an inclement weather day, which is already built into our school calendar. So on Monday, April the 8th, all Wayne Township schools and facilities will be closed to celebrate, to recognize, and to participate in the solar eclipse. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more today on today's podcast. Our school board also recognized Dr. Rebecca Doherty Saunders, who has successfully completed her defense dissertation at Indiana State University. Congratulations to Dr. Doherty Saunders. We also heard from Ben Davis High School senior Christina Yamas Gonzalez. She was selected as the Indiana Work-Based Learner of the Year by Work and Learn Indiana. It's a program of the Institute of Workforce Excellence and a subsidiary of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. Christina is in her second year as an HR associate at Plastics Recycling located on Rockville Road and was selected out of 48 candidates across the state and announced during the Impact Awards. She was highlighted on WRTV news story a few weeks back as they were celebrating and covering the launch of Semmetz iLab Indiana to scale up modern youth apprenticeships across the state. Also on Monday, the school board heard and recognized both Skylar Luster and Anthony Hull, who took the oath of office to be MSD of Wayne Township police officers. Welcome, Officer Luster and Officer Hull. Also on Tuesday evening, we celebrated our 2024 Seniors' Choice Awards, always one of my favorite awards because it's an opportunity for our staff to be recognized by the class of 2024, the seniors who have had these individuals, these teachers throughout their career, and to celebrate those who made the biggest impact on them throughout their time here in the MSD of Wayne Township. And then yesterday evening, another amazing event held at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center. We did get to celebrate our Martin Luther King Jr. Awards winners and have a reception. The projects were absolutely incredible. It was wonderful to talk to our students and to hear more about their celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Well, speaking of the solar eclipse, I am very excited to welcome today's guest, no stranger to you, no stranger to me, certainly well-known across the MSD of Wayne Township, an individual who kicked us off at the beginning of the 23-24 school year, and by the way, happens to be celebrating a birthday today. I'll let him tell you more about that, but we're glad to have our scientist in residence here in Wayne Township, Rick Croslin. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, thank you. Welcome, Dr. Butts. Can you believe it? It's my birthday today. I can't even believe it.
How many times around the sun?
This is my 70th time around the sun.
Oh, my goodness. 70th time. And I think we were talking 48
of those.
48 of those here in Wayne Township. That's amazing.
Yeah. Was there life before Wayne Township? I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of. Hey, we're talking about the solar eclipse, of course, yep. And this is a big event, and we know that it's coming up, and this is, I think, your sixth solar eclipse?
This will be my sixth viewing of the solar eclipse, yeah.
But this one's pretty unique.
yeah, this one is going to be so special. In fact, I'm a science nerd, and I'm always doing science things. But on this day, I'm just going to be one of a million science nerds, because this phenomenon, this total solar eclipse that's going to be in our backyard, is a literally once in a lifetime. People from all over the United States are going to come to this path of totality, a path that goes right through Indiana, and we're going to see the full benefit of it. It's like it just came to our backyard. It's an amazing event. Before, I've had to travel, like I traveled to Southern Illinois in 2017 mm-hmm. to see one. I know some people went all the way to New Mexico to see the annular one, but we don't have to travel. In fact, well, that's part of the problem, because millions of people are going to travel along this path. Now, it's called a solar eclipse, and as many of you know, the name defines what it is. Mm-hmm. Eclipse is to cover solar. The sun is going to be covered, as opposed to a lunar eclipse. So the solar eclipse is going to be covered, and I've taught this for years, all ages. It's a shadow. So what do we need to make a shadow? Simple, a light, an object, and a surface. Mm-hmm. On April the 8th, the light will be the sun, and the object will be the moon, and the surface is going to be your backyard in Indiana.
Wow.
It's going to be this beautiful shadow. And so, very simply put, it's a rare event, I say, in our solar system, because the moon and the earth, the size of those, and the sun, because the sun is so many hundred times bigger than the moon, but the moon is so many hundred times closer. Mm. And it's very, I mean, if you think about it, it's so unique, because if it was a little bit further away or a little bit smaller, this wouldn't happen. The only other place that you come close to something like this is maybe if you were on the surface of Jupiter, which you can't be. It's a gas giant. One of their moons could transect and
not come today, across. At least, right?
Yeah,
not today.
Not today. So it really is, and I've been telling my students, if you miss it, don't worry. It'll come back to Indiana in about 221 years. So don't miss it.
And it's been how many years since it's been here? 800 and...
You know, there's a lot. That's a real interesting mm-hmm. math question. People have been studying these and keeping records for 3,000 years. And it's something like every 72 months, the cycle repeats, but it could be almost 300 years before it shows up, or 375 years till it shows up in the exact same spot.
So you mentioned 2017. We were able to live stream you in Southern Illinois.
Yes.
And how does this differ?
So one thing is, everybody was pretty excited about the one in 2017, mm-hmm. but they didn't have anything to compare it to.
Okay.
Since then, we've had the annular, the ring, and the 2017, and it's like now people know about it. It's got some popularity, some notoriety,
yeah.
And so people that saw and missed it in 2017 or tried to go somewhere to see it, now they were more aware and I think more educated, and a lot of people are really anticipating this. Certainly the city of Indianapolis mm-hmm. and surrounding areas, which is a double-edged sword. I mean, it's going to be in your backyard. That's going to be the best place to see it. But there's going to be a lot of people coming here to
view
it.
Yes, so we've joked about this, because a year and a half you said, Dr. Butts, you really need to think about this. We really need to plan for this. I'm like, yeah, whatever, Rick. And I thought, what a great way to have our students actually receiving the education and participating in this with their teachers. And then as I started to learn more, many of the people that are involved in the safety and security and traffic flow and all of the things of planning for this have said this will be like an event. And Indianapolis has become really great about hosting events. We do it all the time. We host great big events downtown at Lucas Oil and at Gainbridge and the Convention Center and all of the places, Ruoff up on the north side, and, of course, the Speedway in Speedway, Indiana. But they've said that this will be like us hosting the 500, the NBA All-Star Game, the Super Bowl, and Taylor Swift's, is it Eros concert?
Eros concert.
All at the same time here in Indianapolis. We know that IMS is partnered with NASA, and so we quickly realized that we're not going to be able to get kids home, and staff aren't going to be able to get home, which is why the school board approved April 8th. So as we think about that, we know that people need to be home. How best might our families, how best might our students be able to participate in this and truly experience this from their home?
Sure, that's a great question. And, you know, there has been a lot of resources that are available. And what we started a couple months ago is gathering resources for you at home or for the teachers in their classroom. And so we're going to be providing, thanks to a grant, a pairs of glasses for students with parent permission to take home, and we're going to provide glasses to staff members. But more importantly, we have an information sheet and a QR code, and on our website, Wayne Township website, we started putting together all types of resources. And one thing I was excited, I've made 6 or 7 videos of things you can make, things you can do to get prepared to safely get the most out of this science phenomena, like how to make a projector, pinhole projector, or how to make a corona mask, or where to go to log down maybe an app to show you step-by-step of what's going to happen, so what you can expect to see. Because really, it's going to be about a 3 or 4 hour event. And, you know, so if I can go through the contact point, so it's going to around 2 o'clock. It's going to be the first time you're going to see a little bite out of the sun, kind of like a Cookie Monster taking a bite. and as that rotation or revolution progresses, it's going to cover it more and more and more. And since we're in this band, this path of totality, eventually around 306 or 307, depending on where you're at, it's going to completely cover it. And that's when you can take off your glasses and for 2, maybe 3 minutes, observe totality.
Wow.
And that's, you know, everybody talks about, oh, yeah, yeah, but it really will take the breath away from you. You can see stars. There's opportunity to see a comet. You can see the corona. You might even notice some pink, strange things around there, ionization of iron. But really what you're doing is this is going to be a shared event. It's kind of like, you know, often we have shared events of tragedies that happen in the world. This happened bad. Where were you when this happened? But we also have shared events of good things, like when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. Now, I'm old, so I remember that, or the first space shuttle. So this is going to be a family, a teacher opportunity for everybody to, I remember when we saw that. I remember mm-hmm. who I was with. And
you've talked about having eclipse picnics, right?
Yep.
And you're putting a list together of what to bring to the eclipse picnic.
Sure. First off, you should bring an informed mind. Mm-hmm. You should do a little bit of just to research what you're going to see. And, of course, safety goggles, pinhole camera. We're making videos of how to make all these things. And there's a list of maybe 9 or 10 things. Like, you know that thing that you strain spaghetti with a colander?
Right.
Well, anything with a small hole in it, a straw hat, a spatula, a colander, during the partial phase before it goes total, that sun will get smaller and smaller, and you'll be able to see that reflected on a shadow on the ground. Mm. So you could poke a hole in an index card, and you'll see that, and that will change over time. First, it'll be a little bite, and it'll be like as it goes through the phases. And something fun you could do is take an index card and put your name in it or your children's name in it and shine that on the ground. It's going to repeat that, and it'll change over time. We're going to make a list of things to have that day to be ready.
Well, Mr. Croslin, so much information. And if you want to hear this information and more, make sure to check out our Briefings with Butch post on Parent Square, and also located on our website for more information. You'll be able to scan that QR code, go to that website, and get more information that you not only can share with our students in the classroom, but you'll also be able to utilize at home as you also celebrate and recognize and participate in this upcoming solar eclipse on April the 8th. Mr. Croslin, thanks for being our guest.
Okay, thank you. Hey, happy eclipse viewing.
And happy birthday to you. Well, coming up, good luck to our Ben Davis boys basketball team as they face off against New Pal in the Boys 4A Regional 6 Championship this Saturday at 4 p.m. That game will be played at Southport High School in Perry Township. Next Wednesday, March 13th, we'll be hosting kindergarten registration at all of our elementary school locations from 4 to 6 p.m. And next Thursday, our school board will be visiting Wayne Preparatory Academy and Achieve Virtual Academy. Also, don't forget, Saturday night or Sunday morning, we spring forward. Don't forget to set your clocks 1 hour forward. You will lose 1 hour this upcoming weekend. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.